So one of the things I believe that God wants his people to do is to be aware of one another. Be aware of what's happening in one another's lives, so that make sure that we are a tool that God is using to bring joy into someone else's life in this particular time. We know God brought joy to mankind when he sent the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm convinced that he's called his people, God's people, to look out of beyond ourselves to be able to bring joy to those around us. And it's a wonderful privilege when you are the instrument that you're used to bring joy to someone else. Now, the third Sunday, which is today, we are celebrating the third Advent. The third Sunday in Advent is called Gaudete, and it actually means to rejoice, reminding us that God sent the angels to proclaim his arrival to the common man, and that God is still using man and angels today even to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is called Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill toward men." The angels came. They were coming announcing the first coming. Well, what about his second coming? Will angels be used when the Lord comes back? Will angels be declaring things about his second coming? Well, let's read in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. And this is talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, his return to earth. "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel." That's the gospel that we preach. That's the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. "Having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, every tribe, tongue, and people." They preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to every tribe, tongue, and people. And I'm convinced that what they do at that time as well is that they impart to the people on the earth the ability to be able to share with one another the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we understand that, life doesn't go on as usual. If there's something else that we're supposed to be attuned to, then we must pay attention to what's happening outside this natural realm that we live in. Yeah, the angels will proclaim not only the first arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also his second coming. And there are many messages that the angels bring. We could go through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we could study those, and we could come out of them with many messages. All of them true, all of them great. There's many messages in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But one that I believe overshadows them all is the message that Jesus Christ came to redeem mankind. Jesus Christ came to redeem you and I. That is a powerful message in the scriptures. But we have to look at the word redeemed if we're going to understand what Jesus actually came to do. And God so loved us, he chose to buy us back. Amen. He chose to redeem you and I. He's seen some worth in you that was worth sending his very best for you to be redeemed, for you to be brought back into the family of God. When the enemy thought that he had us in bondage and that we could not get out, God came up with a way to redeem you and I. That he sent his only son, and with that perfect sacrifice, he paid the ransom for you and I so that we could be brought back into the family of God. It's an awesome understanding to realize that we have been redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Once we come into the kingdom of God, confessing Jesus Christ as Lord, then the power of God comes to help us to enjoy the atmosphere of heaven, to love the things of God, to love God in one another. Oh, it's so great to have his power to be able to live for Jesus today. On this third Sunday of Advent, we celebrate the joy of the Holy Spirit. Joy can come in the midst of that trial, knowing that you are not alone. Amen. that God is with you.